This year's Oscar nominees, a mix of art house films combined with big budget productions with a mass market appeal.
So without further ado, here are the nominees.
Leading the way was the mind-bending science fiction adventure, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
The universe is bigger than you realize.
Which picked up 11 nominations, including Best Picture, Director, and Best Actress for Michelle Yeoh. Two of the year's biggest box office hits also featured heavily, including Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Top Gun Maverick.
Good morning, aviators.
Combined, getting 11 nominations. In recent years, the trend has been Oscar-nominated films made and distributed by streaming services, such as Netflix and Apple. But this year, things are different, and it's now hearkening back to a more traditional Hollywood.
What's interesting is that this year we actually see big studio movies making a comeback, like Top Gun Maverick and Avatar. These are films that were released in theaters. Everything Everywhere All at Once, not a big studio movie, but a film that opened in theaters and stayed in theaters for a long time before it went online. These films have been successful.
Why wouldn't he answer the door to me?
Maybe he just doesn't like you no more.
Niche films are also recognized, with the dark comedy The Banshees of Inisherin being nominated. And the German anti-war drama All Quiet on the Western Front also in the running for Best Picture.
In the past, it was a big deal if a foreign language film or an international film got nominated for Best Picture. And I think it's going to continue to become more and more of a thing because the Academy isn't done trying to diversify its ranks.
The Academy hoping that the awards ceremony won't be like last year's drama-filled show, and that this time around, the focus will only be on celebrating the films and the actors. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.